Hello. Have you ever noticed that this podcast does not have an intro? It does not have a jingle because I started it just as a hobby, just as something to do for fun and had no idea how. And then along the way, when I realized like, oh, I could make a jingle, I could make an intro, I kind of liked not having one, at least for now. It kind of feels fun to start these episodes like we would start a conversation. That might change, who knows? But for this episode, we're gonna keep running with it because I have a update coming through for you that cannot be fit into writing, cannot be fit into an Instagram post. And I'm so ready to get cozy, to curl up in this little space we've created together and dive in. You might remember around last November, I made an episode about how I had a major reckoning in the 2-year mark of my business. And has everything ever shifted since then? I, at that stage, almost quit my business, you could say. I thought I had to quit my business. I hit this 2-year milestone, and instead of celebrating, I felt like everything was crumbling around me. Things felt weirdly off because I was more in love with my mission than ever. And the soul clients that were coming into my world were incredible. I felt balanced, I felt inspired, and yet I also felt like the heart of my business and my most unleashed potential was getting stuck on its way out into the world. And so I felt like I either needed to make radical change in my business or burn it all to the ground, and I went into the cocoon. I hit pause on all business activities. I deleted all social media, and I went into the quiet of the void for a week. And in that quiet of removing myself from my routines, of fully embracing and sitting with the I don't know feeling, I realized that my business didn't actually need to change right then. There was no external solution that was needed. It was me. It was my relationship, my interaction with my business, how I dance with it, how I mold it, how I express through it that really needed to shift. So for the past few months, I have done that. I have internally felt like I have torn down all of the stories of what it means of like, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm doing this to prove myself and I'm doing this to only be of selfless service and my needs don't matter and all of these things that I had brought in to my business so far. A major inner reckoning that has brought me out the other side to this place of radical enjoyment. And knowing that if my business isn't serving me, then it's not actually serving anyone. I was so caught up in removing myself so that it's like, how can I be of greatest service to others? What works in my business? What makes it happen? Because I would do anything to make it work. To be able to live through my deeper mission and serve people on a daily basis. I would do anything for that. And yet, the reason that my business grew was because my excitement and my joy became the conduit for my service and for my message. And so when I got bogged down with stories of the way I do things and how it has to be, by the time I hit that 2-year mark, that joy, that enjoyment was feeling a little dimmed, a little suffocated. And so I had to come back to that. And the interesting thing is that it didn't end there. It never does. It never ends with internal change, especially in entrepreneurship. You've probably noticed at this point that, and you've probably heard a lot, people say this all the time, how entrepreneurship is a reflection of your inner evolution. And that's true. But that can just turn into words that we don't really know what that means or what that looks like or how to actually, you know, use that or do that. So I want to take some time here to go first, to be the example through all of the hard days, through all of the major reckonings, through all of the shedding and delayering that I've had over the past years and especially the past months, to share what I've uncovered about the cycles of true evolution in entrepreneurship. And when I say true evolution, I mean the kind of evolution that isn't having a breakthrough and being like, oh my God, that makes so much sense, but then it feels like it doesn't stick. Like you learn something, but it doesn't really change your day-to-day life. It doesn't really change your business. Instead, this cycle of true evolution is one that starts internally and then ripples out and affects everything about your business. And it's something that is sustainable change. So instead of a mindset shift breakthrough that sparks your inspiration, but then fizzles out and leaves you in the same spot that you were before, this cycle of true evolution is also embodied change, which means that it doesn't just stop at your cognitive knowing of, oh yeah, that makes sense, totally. Instead, it goes deeper into changing your behaviors, changing your responses, changing the way you approach your day-to-day business activities and creative process and launches and selling and everything. So I'm going to use myself as an example in these past few months. And at the end of this session, this conversation, I'm also going to share what it means for what's coming next in my world, in the pocket astronaut universe, in the flow state universe. So the cycle of true evolution, I've found, always begins with noticing that there's quote unquote a problem. A problem either through your business stalling and not getting as many sales, or you feel drained creatively, something feels off. So that is the seed of the cycle. You identify through your own inner discernment that something feels off in your business, in your process. And so the second piece here is where the ego jumps in. It thinks it needs to immediately fix. Because when there's a problem, it wants to immediately find a solution. And typically the ego will immediately go into fixing mode through looking at the external. So in this stage of the cycle, your thoughts jump in, and like mine did at the 2-year point, and when, oh my God, I need to burn my business to the ground. Something's wrong. Something needs to change. It's not working anymore. Something feels off. So your ego jumps in, it tries to protect you, it tries to go into fixing mode, specifically for something external. Trying to find out how to increase sales, trying to figure out how to get more done if you feel creatively drained, trying to fix, or trying to burn it to the ground. So at this stage where your ego jumps in and tries to go into fixing mode, there's two ways this can go. You either go the way of believing fully what your ego says and being like, oh my God, yeah, I do need to burn my business to the ground. Or, oh my gosh, yeah, I do need to figure out how to increase sales. So I'm going to do all these pipelines and find all these hacks to increase sales. And you only focus on the external. That's option one. That is something that the ego feels like it can control and feels like it can direct its focus to fight a problem, to find a solution. So that's option one. And I would call that the long way, the long way around the mountain. Option two is when you don't immediately buy in to what the ego is coming in with and saying, oh my gosh, yeah, we need to fix this right now. Go into action mode. Go fix this. Go do this. Figure this out right now. Instead, you're like, okay, I'm going to step back and just stop and allow all of these thoughts to settle to see what's really going on. Now, I would call this the direct way up the mountain or around the mountain. But taking that path of when a problem shows up and your mind immediately comes in saying, oh my gosh, we need to fix this, creating the amount of discernment and safety to feel like you can override those primal instincts and choose to say, actually, we're going to step back. We're going to pause and just observe. That takes either a lot of doing it the hard way and realizing it doesn't work, or willpower, essentially. So those are the two ways that that part of the cycle can teach you. You go from your ego coming in and being like, I need to fix this problem, I need to find a solution, to trying to focus on the external. If that were what I had done at that point, it would have looked like me feeling something was off in my business. And so being like, okay, I need to hire another business coach immediately. I need to find out how I can do things differently in the external of my business right now. That would have taken me on a long winding road and put me right back at the start of the other option, the other path, which is looking inwards, stopping, letting everything sink to the bottom of the ocean floor in your mind. And here is a key part of the cycle of true evolution, is that stopping. Just like how everything in nature has points of rest, has points of needing to stop and take stock before it's able to grow again. So because of many, many cycles of me choosing the harder path, the path of immediately buying into the need to fix things in the external, chasing temporary solutions, chasing external solutions in my business, this time I had enough discernment, enough safety built up in my system to be able to say, okay, I hear you. I know you want to fix everything or burn it to the ground or something of that nature, and we're going to stop. We're going to pause and look deeper. And so this is the third stage here. Either way, whether you take the long way around the mountain by trying to chase only external solutions, or you take the direct way by looking inward first, stopping first. Either way, you end up looking inward for deeper change, for true solutions. And so for me, that looked like that week that I took off where I just sat in coffee shops and watched people come and go and journaled and listened and felt like the dramatic main character in my own story who was going through my coming of age moment. And I looked inward. And as I let all of the sand settle to the bottom of the ocean floor of my thoughts, of my stories, of the problems that I thought needed to be fixed, as I stepped out of routine, the clarity of real truth emerged. The fact that I was in my regular routines, attached to doing things a certain way in my business, attached to being a certain way in my business. And I knew that that was what really needed to change. That at that point, I couldn't even address anything externally in my business until I addressed that. So for the past few months, that's been my journey of stepping internally away from my identity being rooted in I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a service provider, I must give and give and give and find external ways to continue giving and continue making that giving better. I stepped away from that being my only focus and essentially the root of my identity in most points of my day. And the coolest part is by doing that, I was able to actually make the process of change in my business so much easier. So much easier. Because as you move into step four of this cycle, which is focusing on what you can control, making internal changes, examining your attachments, examining patterns of behavior and beliefs, and making that your focus, you're growing from the inside out. One of my favorite authors, Richard Wagamese, has a quote that says, "Nothing grows from the outside in." Nothing in nature grows from the outside in. And so if we're here trying to fix our businesses or grow our businesses by only looking at the external or trying to make the majority of our focus even the external, then we're trying to do something that goes against the laws of nature. We're trying to grow from the outside in. So at this stage that I've been in the past few months, I've been focusing on growing from the inside out. Dismantling all of the ways that I could see myself attaching to the identity and expectations of what it means to be an entrepreneur. And that sounds very conceptual to tackle beliefs in that way, but really, it looks like the most nitty-gritty stuff in my everyday life, like how many times a day I pick up my phone, how slow I allow myself to go in every action and in every intention so that I can notice the subtleties of how my emotions shift, how my body shifts, how my energy shifts, how tense or rushed or relaxed and open and expansive I feel, depending on what actions I'm taking and how I'm doing them. These rituals and this kind of devotional practice is something I've been working with for a while through my work and through what I do with my clients, but I started doing it on a whole other level with myself through this cycle. And I noticed through that process of being able to slow down enough to look at those pieces and know that they're there, since I took that time to be in stillness, to be in silence, to recognize and become aware of their truth, my internal changes started to, you could say, bleed or filter into my external work, into my business, into the way I operate, into the way that I write, into the way that I make art, into the way that I even call it making art instead of making content, into the way that I prioritize joy and enjoyment and see how that shifts, how I create, how I sell, how I invite. And so this is the interesting last piece of the cycle of true evolution. As I emerge from that cocoon of internal change, of building from the inside out, focusing on my state of being and shifting with and evolving with that rather than just focusing on the external. By doing that, the external structures that aren't the best outlets for the heart and the potential of my mission have become crystal clear through my refreshed inner eye. And so through this cycle, I've ended up making changing my business, which is what I initially thought was the solution, so much easier, so much faster by building from the inside out. By going through these months of discernment and internal shifts, I can't even begin to tell you, well, hopefully I'll be able to begin to tell you eventually, but I can't even begin to describe the amount of quantum shifts and downloads and understandings and realizations that have come about the external structures in my business that are outworn, that need to shift, that need to open up in the last few months. I recently ran an event called The Channel. And it was a one-time workshop immersion that I launched and sold and invited people into and hosted in a completely different way than anything I've ever run before. It was the beginning of the radical change that I've been wanting to see in the external structures of my business, of how I launch, how I create, how I facilitate. And that was something that I created and launched and hosted within 2 weeks. With a sense of ease and excitement and enjoyment and just insane amount of response from you, from my community. And that ease was the baby, was the result of those months of shifting internally. Because that's the actual work that takes time, is shifting internally. Then the external shifts happen like that. Meanwhile, if I had tried to find that solution, find the channel, and the way that I created it, and the way that I hosted it, only through focusing on, like at the beginning of that cycle, feeling like, I need to change my business, I need radical change, it would have taken me so much longer to get to the same point. Because I would have been trying to build from the outside in, disconnected from my own truth, my own ease, my own excitement, my own enjoyment. And the channel was just the beginning. It really showed me how I have outgrown my old way of how I lead a container, how I assist transformation, how I present my offerings, how I invite in, which only makes sense because in the last 2.5 almost years since I first made FSB, I've changed a lot. And so have you. So after a beautiful cycle of the kind of invisible inward change that is the true root of evolution in entrepreneurship, now a new beginning gets to come to the surface that's so much easier and more exciting for me to actually bring to life, bring to the external. And all of the changes that are about to happen in the way that I offer, in the way that I facilitate, are an embodiment of the inner alchemy that's happened. So to recap here, in this cycle of true evolution for entrepreneurship, you'll likely notice this pattern in your own process too. So at first you'll notice that there feels like there's a problem or a challenge, something feels off. Either your business stalls in sales, or you feel really drained or uninspired. The second thing that happens is your ego jumps in. Your mind says, oh my God, we need to fix this. What do we do? How do we increase sales? How do we get more productive? The third thing that happens is how you respond. You either focus all of your efforts on quick external solutions, or you stop. You get out of the mind and into the body. You take yourself out of your routines, out of your process to reconnect to purpose. Because either way, whether you chase external solutions only or pause and stop, you're going to end up looking inward. Then the fourth thing that happens is you end up focusing ultimately on what you can control and building from the inside out. You end up making internal changes by examining how the way you're being is affecting the way you're doing and creating and giving and receiving in business. So you focus on making those internal changes. And then number five, the final state of the cycle, is that once those internal changes happen, you turn your refreshed inner eye back to the external, back to your business, and see what needs to change there, if anything. You see with so much more clarity and ease and excitement how you can grow and how you can nurture from there. So there you have it, my friend. That is the cycle of true evolution I've noticed through many stages of entrepreneurship, but especially this big reckoning that I had around the 2-year mark. And I'm so excited to use this session to also celebrate the, I want to say conclusion of that cycle, and yet it doesn't quite feel like the conclusion because I haven't even released the full extent of the external changes yet that are coming because of all of this growing from the inside out. But just know that the channel was just the beginning of a new way of how I lead and facilitate and hold containers, how I invite you in and play with the art that I'm putting out into the world. And I'm so excited to have my excitement back. It's so worth it to know that, and someone actually said this on the channel, one of the beautiful humans who joined us said that, I realized through this meditation, through this experience, that my business wants me to enjoy myself. So I'm very excited to take you with me as I keep enjoying myself, as I harvest the rewards of this true evolution cycle I've been in, and show you the fruits of that, show you what that gets to look like and reveal on the external level, because I've grown from the inside out. It's so cool to know that every cycle and every stage of this cycle has had a purpose with so much ripple effect. Because by going through this whole process, now I get to have the deeper depths of being a way shower for you who wants to feel and live and evolve on a parallel path. So I'm taking you with me. I'm taking you with me on this ride. I'm so excited to let you in on what's coming next. And I'm so proud of you for going through your own cycles of true evolution. It's so worth it. It's so worth it. You got this.